UWS student Debbie Cheslock filed the complaint. Cheslock says the editors violated university policy on student conduct for printing satirical stories that were derogatory.
One story in particular is a story about a Jewish man. It uses a lot of vulgarity, not only vulgar words that everyone would recognize, but derogatory terms that people who are of the Jewish faith and Jewish lineage would understand.
The newspaper's editors say the annual April Fool's Day edition is meant to honor freedom of speech and the press. Mark Erb is assistant editor-in-chief.
I think some things could have been done better. I think it's a learning environment, and I think learning has definitely gone on within the editor's board. I'm hoping it's definitely gone on throughout the university.
A university spokesman says they're investigating the complaint with UW Systems Legal Counsel. UW Superior spokesman Dan Fanning condemned the April Fool's Day edition. He says it doesn't represent university values.
We certainly respect the students who are involved in the newspaper and their right to have free speech. But at the same time, it clearly wasn't funny to everyone. It offended some people and it crossed some lines that should not have been crossed.
Student Press Law Center Executive Director Frank Lamonti says it's not uncommon to see campuses take issue with April Fool's Day editions.
People like to push boundaries, and humor itself often depends on walking that line between offensiveness and funny. And sometimes people lose that tightrope battle.
Even so, Lamonti says offensive speech is protected under the First Amendment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.